I feel as I have already been through everything a person can go through. Every happiness and now every sadness. As if I carried every stone, every beam, every brick into its place, one by one. Until one day something stood around me. Something that protected me, sheltered me, and that for a long time I called my life. Perhaps it was even more than that, because it contained everything I had dreamed of as a child, and even things I did not yet know I could dream of. It was the kind of life that, from the outside, everyone would call a dream. I had everything. And yet, there was a flaw in this seemingly perfect castle. In this carefully built structure filled with towers, halls, and hidden corridors. But there was a crack, so small it could barely be seen. Maybe I changed while it was being built. Maybe I raised it on unstable ground. Maybe the world shifted beneath me without my noticing. I don't know. I only know that after a while, I could no longer find my place inside it. Everything was where it should have been, yet none of it fit me. It felt like trying to live inside clothes tailored for someone else's body. One room was too narrow, another was too vast. Through one door, I could not pass. Through another, I lost myself. There was always some point of pain, some pressure, some friction, some lingering sense of being a stranger. I tried to adjust it. Tear down a little here, build a little there, patch the walls, rearrange the furniture, repaint the ceilings. But the mistake was never in the walls. It was in the shape of the whole thing. And then came the moment when I understood there would be no more repairs. It did not need renovation. It did not need transformation. It needed destruction. All the way down to the ground. Everything had to become one with the ground. I had to burn it all. So I set fire to the dream castle. I watched the towers catch flame. I watched the roofs collapse. I watched the windows glow red from within. I watched everything I had believed myself to be burned front of my eyes. And while the fire did its work, I had to grieve. I had to grieve my lives, my plans, my roles, my former self, my relationships, everything. Because no matter how much I wanted to, I could not hold on to any of it. The castle no longer existed. That version of me no longer existed. The stones lay scattered across the ground. The building blocks were shattered. And I lay among them like a survivor of a war that had been lost long ago, covered in ash and dust, broken and exhausted, destroyed, yet somehow still filled with some hope.